You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being with us. It's become a soggy fall, especially for farmers in a large part of the western and maybe even in Illinois, some of the states to the north as well. Can you tell me who can move at this point and how long they might be stymied?
Well, it certainly does not look like there's a lot of area that there's going to see a lot of movement. Certainly, Kansas, a big part of Missouri, Iowa, portions of northwestern Illinois and Wisconsin, maybe southeastern Minnesota, all that area is probably on hold now for a while. The rains that have occurred over the last couple of weeks have certainly been very impressive across that region, running more than six times normal across a large part of that region, and the only part of the northwestern Corn Belt that really isn't included in that is maybe a small part of west central Minnesota, eastern South Dakota down into northeastern Nebraska. There's a few counties in northwestern Iowa that aren't quite as wet as the rest of that area I described. So there's a little bit of potential field work there in the not-so-distant future in those northwestern parts of the Corn Belt. But that area from Kansas into Wisconsin, really, they're not going to have a chance to do much for at least a week. And I say that because the temperatures are going to be quite a bit cooler. Even though we're shutting down the rain machine, we're just not going to see a lot of really warm, sunny days for a while here. So it's going to be kind of a slow improvement. And maybe a little bit later in the month, we'll start to warm back up again and have an opportunity for a faster drying. But I really think these shots of cool air are going to come and go as we go forward through the next 10 days or so. So not a pretty picture for those particular areas.
Are you more concerned about the western areas and Iowa, Nebraska, maybe South Dakota, Kansas, or those areas in Minnesota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, with the cool air and I suppose maybe potential for more snowfall?
Well, I think that the general precipitation pattern is going to give us a little bit of a break. There's certainly a storm right now in the upper parts of the Midwest, and they are going to see snow the rest of the day today in the eastern parts of the Dakotas and western and northern Minnesota. Once this storm's out of the way, what we've got coming up over the next 10 days is going to be a little bit more restricted. Very quick-moving, weak frontal systems that will produce a little bit of moisture, but not a lot. And I think that the bottom line is that we won't have a lot more new moisture to have to deal with, even in the form of snow. I think that we'll have a little bit of it, but it's not going to be hugely problematic, I think. As we go later into the month, we should get away from the precipitation long enough and get warmth and long enough to improve the scenario for a little while. The lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, of course, in much better shape. They haven't been nearly as wet. They've had a lot warmer weather. The moisture that's occurring there right now is certainly temporary as far as putting them out of the field. So it's certainly a different story on the other side of the fence here.
Before I let you go, tell me a bit about South America and how they're progressing with the planting season.
You know, Brazil's having an excellent start to their rainy season, absolutely wonderful. The center west and center south crop areas seeing a good mix of rain and sunshine, sufficient amounts of moisture for germination, emergence, and establishment. It is going to get a little bit too wet maybe in the interior south of Brazil over the coming week. That may set them back a little bit, but they have had some really good weather up to this point, and I don't think it's a long-term issue for them. In the meantime, Argentina is running a little dry in the west, and there's a lot of concern about that in Cordoba and parts of Santiago del Estero. Those two provinces probably won't see a lot of rain until maybe this time next week. They'll have an opportunity for some moisture. The rest of Argentina is in good shape, though. And one word of caution, don't try to make a second year of drought out of Argentina with that dryness that's out there. It will break down, and by the time soybean planting season begins in November, I think there'll be moisture to work with.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You're listening to the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online, listen to us on demand at willag.org, right there on the website, or as a podcast in iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and the NPR One app.